This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So, last night was the big night. NSYNC reunited for the first time in like 20 years on the stage at the VMAs, which I forgot the VMAs were even on, and so did everyone else, and you know it. Nobody remembered or knew that was happening.
I didn't even watch them.
That was how they promoted it, was them all of a sudden saying NSYNC, and I went, oh, the VMAs, they exist? Oh, thank you, NSYNC.
When they take over every other TV channel?
Seriously. Seriously. So then NSYNC came out, gave away the first award of the show, which was the Pop Award. And guess who won it?
NSYNC?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I thought they gave it to themselves.
Well, no. They don't have an album out.
Anticlimactic. Who knows?
But Taylor Swift was the big winner. So seeing NSYNC give Taylor Swift an award was really cool. And watching Taylor Swift freak out, you know, being a millennial, watching NSYNC give her an award freaked her out. And then she asked them if they were going to do a reunion, to which nobody answered, because I don't think they are. I think they're just, that was their appearance. Wasn't a big fan of their suits. Anyone that saw it, I thought they looked like old men. I thought the suits could have been better. I wasn't a fan of the suits.
Oh, you're going to have to show me the
picture.
Maybe
I'm being too judgmental. I mean, I'll show you right now. Hold on. Let me go to Justin Timberlake's
page. Let me be the judge if you were being judgmental.
I mean, E! News was posting a ton on Instagram, but now I really actually do want to show you, and you can tell me. Because they came out and it was like kind of like coordinated. Well, obviously they coordinated.
And that's what they performed into?
They didn't perform.
All they did was give out an award?
Yes, Steezy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They didn't perform.
Oh, that's so weak.
And that's why when Taylor Swift was like, oh, are you going to... are you guys going to get back together? I don't think nobody said anything because there's nothing. They're not getting back together. They're just, that's in the elevator. That's not even them on stage.
But I'm showing you the
suits they wore.
It's okay.
It didn't make them the hottest guys in the world like they used to be.
I don't think you're overreacting. It is a little old man-ish.
Justin Timberlake's got like wide leg pants. I'm just not a fan.
Everybody look weird.
I'm good. But there you go. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Fall Out Boy tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning, and then we have a big concert announcement at 9 o'clock today. So get ready for that, everybody. I cannot wait for that big announcement. I'm so excited about this this musical act coming to town. That's all I'm going
to
say.
It's so hard to like dance around a little bit because you don't want to bust it out, but it's so exciting.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here for it. I have to tell you a story coming up next about something very embarrassing I did, unfortunately involving a man. It involves a text message. And I can't undo the text message. I can't unsend it. I can't stop it. It happened.
Yeah, you can. That's what literally phones do nowadays. You can unsend anything.
Well, not this one.
Uh-oh.
It's too late, and I'm going to tell you about it next.
It was that bad?
There was no unsend option. There was no whoopsie daisy do. Sorry, didn't mean to do that.
Ooh.
It was just an SOS to the gods. Tell you what happened next. Unsend. Unsend. Where is the unsend button?
You said SOS.
SOS. Someone help me. That was Rihanna up in here. It's Allie and DZ, and I cannot believe. Well, actually, I can believe. This is so me. Why do I embarrass myself nonstop over and over and over? I just do stupid stuff.
Well, because this is how we are. But break it down. What did you do to embarrass yourself this bad that you couldn't unsend it?
I was out with my girlfriends, as I told you about a little bit earlier this week, and one of them asked me what was going on with the men in my life, and I said, let me give you a roster update. And that's what I did, and I said, you know, like, haven't talked to this one in a long time. I think he must be dating somebody else. That's cool. I've, you know, we're friends, but no drama with that one. And I go, and here's this one, and I go, and this one, look at the text messages this one sent me. I go, this one went nuts on me out of nowhere like a chick. And my girlfriend's like, what? And I was showing her text messages this guy had sent me. And I was like, just look. Like, one day he just kind of went off on me out of nowhere, and it was really bizarre.
It was enough
that I had to show all my friends. And I was like, this guy's on one.
Look at this dude going on.
I was like, what is he going off on me for? Like, I don't even understand. And then he apologizes, and then he gets mad at me. I'm so confused right now.
You basically said, look at this crazy dude.
I did, because I was really confused about the whole thing. And as I'm showing them the text that he sent me, trying to make sure I'm not insane, I go, I'm not crazy, right? Those texts are nuts. And they're like, those texts are nuts.
That's crazy.
And I go, okay, just double checking. as I'm doing that, I get ready to close out the text messages because I haven't talked to him now because of all the crazy, weird communication we had. I'm just updating my friends about it.
You letting them see the conversation because you're like, you ain't going to believe it unless you read it for yourself.
I accidentally hearted some random text he sent me like weeks ago as I was scrolling through trying to show my friends. And the worst part was, it's like Saturday night at 11. He's thinking I'm doing it on purpose, and you know he is.
Of course he
is. And so then I went, and when you realize you've
cringe.
I was so freaked out. So I unheart it,
uh-huh.
And it makes it even worse because now on the iPhone, if you do that on text messages, now on the text message it says, Allie
removed
a heart from this text that made no sense anyway from weeks ago.
Does it say the message too?
Oh, God. It says, I could. Is it still here? Or did I delete it out of humiliation and embarrassment?
The alert?
I was so mortified. Where did I? I don't even know if he's in here. Where? Oh yeah, he's in here. Oh God! Okay, wait.
You're reliving it.
I said, where? I don't know where it is because it doesn't show me because apparently. Oh God!
You unhearted it though.
I unhearted
so
it.
So it's good
it
because it's gone.
Allie unhearted it, but Allie removed it. But he could see that. So now I swear I wanted.
You made this a funny situation because now we could go one of two ways.
He thinks I'm trying to do it on purpose and be immature and like not communicate and heart something to get his attention. That was a total accident.
It was a mistake.
I swear on my life I would die on this hill. It was an accident.
And at this rate, you don't even want to communicate and be like, hey, my bad, I hearted on accident. Because then you got to explain. There's nothing to explain. You probably don't even want to be talking to this dude anymore.
No, but that's why I freaked out because it looks like I got drunk and I texted him. I remember.
Saturday at 11 p.m.
After I removed.
Weeks later. That sounds just petitious. That sounds horrendous.
It sounds like something immature you would do with someone you don't have good communication with.
Uh-huh.
Like I would heart your stuff and remove it to get your attention.
Petty aggressive.
I'm truly was just showing that.
Was it that you were like literally showing them and then was like, ooh, and this message and like double tapped it or something?
I was talking and I was drinking and
fumbling, thinking about it.
In my
loose
hands,
with your hands.
Loose with my hands and still had the text messages open and then accidentally hearted it and then unhearted
it. That is terrible.
So I want to know the most embarrassing things you've done on text messages or because we've all done stuff like this. I mean, maybe not as bad as mine. I'll take the cake on this one, but
you ever heart and unheart something? You ever have to?
I'm so mad because you know he's gonna think
he definitely already does.
Oh, she wants me. She's trying to start it back up.
Oh, she wants you know.
She hearted it.
Trying to get my attention.
I mean, I would start it back up out of boredom, but I don't want to be with the guy.
So wait, now you got me thinking. Wait, did you?
Honest to God.
No,
I will tell you if I'm being, I will, look, as embarrassing as it is, if I send a you up text that I'm not supposed to send, I will tell you the
truth.
You're
going to own up to the you up text.
I'll tell you the truth. So that's why I'm saying the hearting, the message was not a you up text. It was a pure accident in the moment of no intention of, you know, reaching out at that moment. That was a true, true accident.
In case you're listening, buddy.
He's not. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Who knows anymore? I don't believe anything these dudes say to begin with anymore. At the rate we've been going on this show.
No, but I'm down to.
Should I bother?
I'm down to hear these conversations, G. What have you hearted and have to unheart? You out here got loose hands on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Got sending mixed messages.
Somebody said all these extra things make us look like weirdos with the lock and volume buttons on opposite sides. I find myself screenshotting when trying to lock my phone. And they said it's rough when I'm on Snapchat. If you haven't screenshotted your home screen 7 times a day, do you really own an iPhone?
Oh, I do that so much.
Okay, me too. And
so much.
I was embarrassed to admit it. Do you do it too?
I can show you, bro, the number of times I have tried to turn off my alarm, snooze my alarm, and I end up just taking a screenshot instead. Oh, Lord. I need to start an album. Whoever texted that is on point,
dog. I've screenshotted so many home screens in my life. Seriously.
That's too good.
Somebody said, I had a guy recently date me on and off for almost a year, then accidentally add me on Tinder and match, not making the connection. That could be an accident.
What?
You don't accidentally add you on two different sites.
I don't know.
Unless
an accident.
Unless he was doing the thing guys do, and I've seen guys do this, where they swipe yes on everyone, and then they wait to see their matches and then they delete the ones they don't want. I've seen guys do that too.
Oh, that's weird.
I remember watching our night guy Sonic do stuff like that. I'll bust Sonic out.
Busted him out.
Sonic, I'm calling you out. He was like, yes, yes, dog, yes, 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 yes.
What are we talking about anymore?
We're talking about the messed up things you did on text messages. 414-533-1037. Let's take your calls and texts next.
Bet.
To whoever texted in, they sent a screenshot of a conversation with someone that was meant for your friend to the person you actually screenshotted. That's one of the worst moments ever when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Now they know you talking about your conversation with somebody else. Oh.
Oh, and you're sending their stuff everywhere.
Probably talking smack too. So you know you said something that you probably shouldn't have said to the person that you were talking about.
Yep. Stephanie's in Cedarburg this morning on Two. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning.
What did you do that's embarrassing?
Okay, so one time my husband and I had a great night doing the things husbands and wives do, right? So the next morning, I texted my husband about what a great time I had last night and to take out the garbage, and I actually texted my manager.
No!
At work.
All the wrong emojis.
Wait, was there anything dirty in it, or was it as general as you made it sound, or was it dirtier than you made it sound?
I doubt it was general.
It was so dirty. I did not look at that person, and it was a man. I did not look at that person for the rest of my duration that I worked there in the eyes.
Rest of duration? I would have put my 2 weeks in. What you talking about, Stephanie?
I love this story. Oh, man, how embarrassing.
That's tough.
Will you text us the dirty stuff you actually wrote so I can read it for myself off the air?
Send us the screenshot.
send us a picture of what you did. Oh, Stephanie.
So bad. It was so bad.
That's not good. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is a cringeworthy story. Absolutely, Stephanie. Oh, man.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Have a good day.
At least she had a husband, though, and you knew who it was meant for, not like some random. Like, who was she sending that to?
You still sent that to your manager, bro, with all the emojis? Good thing you ain't sent no picture, no nothing.
Let's
hope
the manager didn't have a wife who saw that later and said, thanks for a great time last night.
Ooh.
Erin's in Twin Lakes. Let's pull her up. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Tell us about something embarrassing that you did on your phone.
I mean, embarrassing, but, you know, not so much. So I was on the fiance's ex-wife's Instagram.
Been there, done that. Go on. Go on. The fiance's ex's Instagram.
Got it.
We always creep on the exes, always, yeah. Uh-huh.
Scrolling through Instagram and accidentally hearted one of her pictures. clicked off, and next thing I know, she blocked me on all social media.
She knew what was going on.
She saw it.
She knew exactly what was going on. You
Wait,
except
though.
For TikTok.
Why did she block you, though?
Want her seeing her stuff. She figured, look, she knew you on here creeping on my page. Ooh. I don't want you seeing me or my life. I'm going to just block you because we don't know each other.
That's so
Mind
funny.
You, she's been in a relationship longer than me and my fiance have been in.
Oh, wow. So she just didn't want none of the drama, none of the smoke.
She's just a bitter ex.
Well, I mean, we're looking at the ex's page, so we were one to talk over here, Erin. Let's be real.
Oh no, mine. My ex-husband. If I could set him up, I will happily do it.
Happily.
That makes one of us. Thanks for calling, Erin.
Appreciate it. You too. Later.
Not setting anybody up, man. Kayla's in West Dallas, last but not least. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you do that I hearted a message from weeks ago on some text chain with a guy, and when I was showing my friends, I wanted to die when I realized what I had done. I had to remove it. What did you do?
These stories are competing.
Oh my God, I wish it was something that
minor.
Okay.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so what had happened was I was renting a home, and things kept going wrong all the time, so I had to constantly ask to get it fixed. And I was just so angry because there was stuff flooding, my dishwasher wasn't working, whatever. So I made an appointment to have my manager come out and fix it. Well, he would I'll come today, and never come. And so I was texting my fiance just furious. I'm like, guess what? This mother effer isn't coming again, and like he said he was going to. I'm just so sick of his you-know-what, and...
Bleep, 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 bleep. No, you sent it to the boss.
I sent it to...
The manager.
Yeah, my landlord maintenance guy, my fiance.
Kayla.
Did he come any quicker then?
He sure didn't, but he did come later on. And he
sure
didn't. He's like, damn, that's how you feel?
Yes.
What?
Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
I love it that he said, damn, that's how you feel.
Yeah. He was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. That was my fiance. She was so mad that you weren't coming and didn't tell us. That's what I wanted to forward to you so you could see.
Oh, my gosh.
You spun that.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that this morning.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Later.
Oh, my
gosh.
Hey,
yo, you sent all the bleeps and expletives to the landlord. You trying to get to fix your stuff.
Yeah, that's not good. Somebody texted in and said it was texting my girlfriend what I was going to do when we got home from work, if you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
but sent it to my mom instead.
No, not the OG.
And that was before you could delete the messages. So my mom texted me saying, really? Gross.
Oh,
I've heard enough.
Unsend.
We're done.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. This one involves someone who thinks they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with being in love, DZ?
Well, the fact is that your peoples don't believe it.
So what does that mean?
Somebody's trying to squash love, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Well, Lori wrote in and says, my little sister thinks she's in love.
Hey, we all think we're in love at some point.
Hey,
I love Allie. The thinks in quotations.
Uh-huh. This was probably going to sound ridiculous, but I need help. I'm my little sister's go-to person in our family. I'm 28, she's 17, so a nice little difference.
Mm-hmm.
I've always taken care of her like my own. Not that our parents don't love and support us, but the other day, she was telling me a story about this boy she's been dating who she thinks she's in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I laughed about it and told her that I doubted she was actually in love, which started a huge fight between us.
Don't tell me how I feel.
What?
You don't know about my feelings and my soul.
He's the one. I'm telling you,
we're
Lori.
We're getting married,
he's
Mom.
He's the one.
It's hysterical. Okay, go on. It's the little sister, big sister.
Yeah,
go
she,
on.
You know, big sister tried to apologize. Lori said, I tried to apologize, but she's honestly pretty worked up over it. How can I talk to my sister and explain to her that it isn't quote unquote love? It's just young fun. Any advice will genuinely help because anything I've said has made anything worse so far. Thanks, Lori.
Mm.
Lori ain't gonna like me today. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then let's take your advice next and we'll take everyone else's advice. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. So Lori wrote in, her little sister thinks she's in love, but she wants to tell her, come on, you're not in love.
17 years old. That young love, dog.
Mm-hmm. Explain. How do you explain this to a little sister? Or maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you're just mind your own business and
ooh.
Just listen. How about that?
Ooh.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't do that.
Nah, we don't do that.
Oh, hell no. I'd tell them they're stupid. I'd be like, you're not in love. You don't know what love is.
Lori ain't going to like
You'll
it today.
You'll know what love is when you're devastated and you can't breathe anymore.
Let's see whose advice she
All
does
right.
like,
We'll
though.
Take your calls and texts next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Lori wrote in. She wants to know how to explain to her little sister that she's not in love.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice, DZ?
Bruh, you gonna have to wait for that heartache.
What do you mean?
For real, you gonna have to let her love.
Mm.
And when it gets broken, mm-hmm. when that love is gone, when that 17-year-old heartache happens, because mm-hmm. guess what? It is the only love she's known so far in her life. I mean, besides, like, family. But
yeah.
she feels like she's in love. A little boy giving her some attention,
yeah.
Giving her all the butterflies in her tummy. Let her love and let her love until the love is gone, and then you're going to have to be there to hold the pieces mm-hmm. together for the fam. It's a part of life.
That's how we learn. I mean, I learned so much more from my breakups than I did from my actual relationships,
yep.
if I'm being honest. And we got to focus not on the word love, I think, so much. Just let her experience dating and loving. Like, we get lost in the word love,
She doesn't
right?
want to call it love.
Yeah.
That's a huge point. She says young fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's young love. Mm-hmm. She don't want to say
it's
her
like
little
semantics.
17-year-old sister's in love.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to say their youngin's in love.
Mm-mm.
But I'd say leave that kid alone,
yeah.
man. 17.
All right. Well, Jolie's calling in Kenosha, and she's got a sibling as well. She's the older sister, and hers is 11 years younger. So similar dynamic to this.
Wait, Jolie, are you Lori? Hold on.
Did you write in?
Did you call in for your own situation?
No, it's not. No. But very similar situation. And I got to say, I don't always agree with you, Dizzy, but I agree with you this time.
Let's go!
That's a quote of the show. I don't always agree with you, but when I do.
But today.
So you have to let her experience it. And if you invalidate her feelings, because she's going to believe what she wants. She really thinks she's in love. If you invalidate those feelings, she's not going to come to you. She's not going to feel safe coming to you.
Oh, that's
true. You have to. Yeah, she's not going to come to you next time she needs advice or she feels something or
maybe might need
she won't
help.
Come to you with
if she
break.
Feels judged or laughed at.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
You're ruining your dynamic.
You can think she's stupid all you want. And you can, you know, I talk to my mom all the time, but oh my God, she's so dumb. Why is she doing this? But you just got to let her be. And then, you know, she can come to you next time and she'll learn.
This is a lot of people in life. Learn. We try to tell them and it's like, just let people make mistakes. Most people won't listen.
No.
This is adults, children, everybody.
The more you try to tell her that it's not, it's going to create distance. She's not going to want to talk to you about things.
That's why people get isolated because of relationships. If people don't support it, then they isolate with the person they're with, and end up losing connections with people like family and friends.
Imagine being told what to do your whole life, not how to help, not really support. You're told, you're not in love. No, you're not this. No, that's not correct. Oh, now you're negated.
Yeah,
your entire life, you're eventually gonna go. All right, I'm not gonna holler at these people no more.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's gonna need somebody to come to. She's gonna need somebody. You know, she's only 17. She's gonna go through a lot of stuff.
Well, Jolie, I got big sisters, two of them, and thank God. You know how many times they got me out of trouble or helped me. I don't know who helped them, but I was good to go. So, Jolie, I hope you're okay at the end of the day.
Let me tell you, there's been a few times where I've not known really what to do because I'm stuck in that hard spot. So.
I bet my sisters could relate to that at times, probably. But I'm just cruising over here. I'm the baby. I'm
the baby of the family is always taken care of.
Yeah, you're the lucky one.
The youngest.
I admit it. I've seen it all. So, well, thanks for calling, Jolie.
All right, no problem.
Let's go to Paulina. She's finally back. She has her own theme song. We haven't heard from her in a minute.
Who's Paulina?
Let's dust it off. Paulina.
Jokes.
Dust it off.
Paulina's going to come for you.
Jokes, all jokes, Paulina. Good morning.
Glad you're back.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I agree with Dizzy and Jolie. You can't invalidate her feelings. And speaking from my own experience, I fell in love at 17 and my partner was 15 and I was 17 and we were together for 12 years and had 3 kids that got married. So it's absolutely possible to fall in love at the age of 17.
I
definitely don't invalidate.
Well, I was thinking about the couples I know who've been together since high school. And I would say now they've grown into adult love. But when they're 17, you just assume it's corny and cheesy.
I mean, I knew at 17, I had a few people before where I thought I was in love. And then when I met him, I was like, well, I think this is real love because it felt different. We ended up together for 12 years and had 3 kids. So I think it was love. It might have been that young love in the beginning that eventually matured. But so don't invalidate her feelings. Maybe she is really feeling something with this guy.
So you're still together?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's clapping up to that, yo. Hey, that is amazing.
Wow, you're one of the exceptions who
makes it. I love to hear it, Paulina. Uh-huh. That's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, Paulina, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We're glad she's back, finally. Her theme song will not get nixed this week when we do the audit. Don't
she's
worry.
Safe.
You're safe. Christina, last but not least, got her own theme song as well, called 5 Days in a Row. You, too, can get yours. All you have to do is get in 5 days in a row. Christina.
Good morning.
You out delivering Amazon packages this morning? What are you doing?
I'm just getting done. I'm almost home.
Ooh, thank you. On the grind today.
What do you think Lori should do?
I actually agree with Paulina, and my story is like pretty much on to you with hers. Mm-hmm. I think she should just let her sister be. I met my partner when I was 16, and we've been together since and have 4 kids, so it's completely possible. Mm-hmm. We celebrated 15 years together this year.
Look at you.
Beautiful.
Well, and then people text in, let her enjoy her puppy stage. Everybody has to experience a heartache if it happens. Here's my question,
Christina. That's one thing that got me so mad. Like, when we first started dating, like, obviously, we were young, and people called it puppy love, and, that it wasn't going to last. But honestly, that was, like, the most infuriating thing. Like, it made made me not want to talk to people. And
don't tell me I'm not in love.
Right.
Exactly.
It made you love harder. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm not?
Well, that's
watch.
What I mean.
Watch.
Now, you have something to prove now. Now uh-huh. I got something to prove. I'm going to show you guys I'm in love. You know, like, okay.
But ain't nobody taking
but
it away from you, dog.
Here's the one question I have to ask. How do you and people like even DZ who've been with your wife forever, right? Mm-hmm. Like most of your like since your 20s, but then you never go through the heartache. Do you ever feel like you didn't get those experiences of like?
Well, no, because I had one serious.
You did go through a
relationship.
Heartache. You have been through a heartache at some point to experience it.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm saying, imagine someone who had never been in a get together at 15, maybe your first boyfriend.
Yeah,
and you're just and that's great that you're happy, but you've never had that experience of like you know the
you
conflict.
Know anything different.
Yeah. Actually, I had a friend who she met her partner at like some Bible study camp at like 14, 15.
In band camp? And
basically.
They were together for a while. They got married and they had kids. And then she just decided one day she wasn't happy anymore. She wanted to see what else was out there. Mm-hmm. And they had been together for like 16 years.
Wow.
And she just left him and said that she wanted 50-50 custody with the kids because she ended up deciding she didn't really want to be a mom. And
Christina like, just brought it down with the, we've been together. We were the example of love.
But my homies weren't. They were together for a whole long time and then she decided to dip and didn't want the kids no more.
She's a deadbeat mom, but if you want to hear stories, guys.
Hey, but may the odds forever be in your favor. I feel like Lori's little sister got to just be let love.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks and let live.
Yeah. She has to just experience life on her own, right?
That's
her,
right. That's right.
Through her own experiences and see for herself what she wants and doesn't want.
Yeah.
Wepa, you already know. Appreciate
thanks,
you, Christina.
Don't forget to join our team for the More Than Pink Walk because I was out with my boys last night at Whitnall Beer Garden. I was not drinking because it was closed, but I was at the park and I was making signs with the Susan G. Komen staff and we have all of our signs ready for the walk now for our team.
Let's go.
I made an Odyssey All-Stars sign. Owen and Hudson made Kiss FM signs.
Boom.
And everyone else, that's your problem. So we got ours. We got our team sign and we've got the Kiss FM signs and I'm going to be there emceeing it with Elizabeth from our sister station. We're all going to be out there. DJ GA is going to be mixing it up. He's going to be out there. So it's going to be a great event down by the lakefront on the 24th.
What else you got to do on the 24th? We all going to be there. Pull up.
It's
sign
Sunday
up.
Morning. Come on, let's go. Go to 1037kissfm.com to sign up to be on our team because time's running out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, enough about me and my ability to move around last night. Were you able to move? What's going on with your back?
Well,
is it any better?
Well, I ain't come to make no signs yesterday because I probably wouldn't have been no help.
Well, I did. It's fine.
Well, you
I wouldn't
invite
have put
me
that
either
on.
Way.
I didn't, you know what? Listen, I didn't want anybody to know my secrets. I was making secret signs, you know?
Secret signs.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't have been much help had I been there yesterday.
No, it's fine.
Man, my back still isn't better yet.
Yes.
Man, and I know it's going to take some time, but my sleeping is still getting affected. It feels like my breathing is still getting affected.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like I can breathe a little bit better. I ain't going to cap.
So it is getting better.
Slowly.
That's good.
Slowly.
Better is worse than not moving at all or getting worse.
Well, I'm obviously would rather move and be able to breathe than to not be able to move or be able to breathe. So it's getting slowly better, but we're talking baby steps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I'm realistically still taking some shallow breaths. Mm-hmm. If I'm to take try to take a full deep breath, probably gonna cough for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not moving. I'm not running. I'm supposed to have football practice tonight. I'm gonna but I'm not
gonna
practice.
Where are you going? You can't go to football. You can barely walk
I can be there.
I
at
guess.
Least.
You should
I can
be resting.
Be there. I'm not going to be practicing.
I get that, but you should be resting. I mean, what did the doctor say? Take the muscle relaxer and rest or what? And that was it.
Well, yeah, you know I'm not going to listen to that. Mm. I'm going to take it in stride and then do what I can, do the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably not even going to take the muscle relaxer. I ain't taking it today. I've only taken the ibuprofen. Today, I'm trying to see how my body feels without it.
That's good.
I hadn't taken anything, absolutely anything this entire morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now my body's starting to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like now I've been moving around enough of the morning.
That's why you should be resting. So you're going to go do this again tonight and wait till it hurts again tonight?
Probably.
You got to stop. You got to rest. But I'm done telling you that at this point because I feel like I've said it. If you want me to be honest, I've said it 1,000 times. It's on you at this point. Like I've told you, you can stay home. You can work from home.
Yep.
You can come in. You can stay home.
Yep.
And it's like at this point, if you're not going to rest, I'm not going to lecture you anymore.
And I'm not going
to
stop you.
But I want you to be okay, which is the frustrating part because I'm like, hey, you dummy, rest already. What are you doing over there? Chill out.
I'm good whether you continue to tell me. I'm good if you don't continue
to
tell me.
You don't need to be at football practice tonight. That's like an extracurricular for fun, man.
Allie says, I ain't gonna keep lecturing you, but let me lecture
let
you
me
one more time.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I told you I ain't gonna be practicing. I will not be putting cleats on. Mm-hmm. I'm basically just gonna be a body standing there to provide an aesthetic, a look, so that we can have people there and actually practice, man. I haven't been to enough practices. I've only gone to 2 so far, and our season's starting next week.
Well, good luck with the flag football. I'm not gonna lecture you. I'm just gonna be like, good luck playing.
Good luck playing. Good luck with your back.
Let me know how it goes.
Hopefully you can breathe. Hopefully you can move.
That sounds so mean, too.
No, it doesn't.
There's no winning. You know what I mean? It's like, just good luck.
I accept it all graciously. I appreciate you.
Well, I just want to check in.
I'm getting better.
Good.
And I will be better soon.
We don't really know what happened, though. We still have no answers.
No idea.
Other than your back. And I said, you know, I don't know.
At this rate, it's just chronic back problems. The most thing that scared me was the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I was like, man, my back's my back. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Bah humbug. But the breathing in tune with that.
Yeah.
But something that... Tony's girl actually said that
Tony and Racine.
His girl. He said his girlfriend told Tony to tell me that the only reason my back is affecting my breathing is because my muscles are spasming and contracting around my body, and that's getting basically tiring me out, and it hurts to breathe because my muscles are that like tightened up. Basically, makes a lot of sense, but he said a chiropractor won't help me there.
Mm.
So
wow,
here we are.
Here we are with a diagnosis from Tony's girl,
who's a nurse. Yeah.
Without seeing you.
Nope. But she knows.
Right. All right. Well.
Knows more than me.
Somebody said DZ's one of those horrible patients that never listen. Oh, see, now,
It's in my chart.
It's in your chart. You don't listen.
Neglect attention and neglect medication. It's literally in my chart. I can show it to you. They're not wrong. I am that patient that will go in, say what's wrong, listen to what you got to say, and then probably go, okay, thanks, bye.
Well, I go to the doctor for everything, and I accept medication every day, all day. So we're the opposite. I'm like, mine says, takes all the drugs. Offer them, and we'll be seen if needs to be.
DZ says, "Don't waste your breath."
literally, pun intended. With the breath. See, now you're dying. All right, coming up next, we got to do AMI the Jerk very soon. I was thinking about your back. So, it's about someone. Oh,
yes.
The girl that wrote in who
this one.
Basically stepped in on someone else's parenting in public, which could be a big no-no for a lot of people.
Talk about lecturing somebody.
AMI the Jerk is definitely coming up next. Oh, I can't wait to read this one on the air because everybody is going to have a different take on this one. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Lumity.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she went off. And when I say she went off, I mean like lots of exclamation points in this email. Lots of yelling in this email. She's fired up.
Yelling in the email?
Mm-hmm.
All caps.
Yep. And I'm not even going to change her name. I don't think she cares. Let's just call her Nicole.
Okay, Nicole.
She's going to be like, Allie, I said anonymous. Too late. I don't remember that. Anyway, she said she listens every morning. And she said, I just want to say I look forward to Am I the Jerk every morning. She said, don't judge me. I was getting my nails done at a grocery store that shall remain nameless. Great. She said, I was just about done when I hear this man just reaming his kids. He had 4 kids, roughly the ages of 2 to 8 years old. At least one of them didn't look well taken care of. He also had a wife with him. He was screaming at them to, quote, hold on to the cart and don't let go. I told you to not let go. He was loud enough where people were looking and noticing. The lady behind him in line really looked like she was going to say something. My adrenaline was through the roof. I really wanted to give this guy a piece of my mind.
Hmm.
The more disturbing part was the wife did nothing. So he walked out one of the doors and I walked out the other door. I watched where he was parked, wanting to give him a piece of my mind. She's fired up.
I'm so invested in the story right now.
She said, I drove past his vehicle once, him still yelling at the kids, and then I drove by again and stopped. I rolled down my window and said, quote, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for talking that way to your kids. You're berating them. He then replied with the classic, who are you to tell me how to talk to my kids?
Of course.
I said, I'm nobody, but I sure as heck hope someone calls CPS on you.
I'm nobody.
You can picture this, can't you?
Yeah, of course.
This is in the grocery store parking lot.
I know exactly where they're at, too.
He continued to act like the tough person he clearly is not and said, go ahead. I then told him he was a piece of bleep, and I said, I hope all four of your kids turn out to be a million times better of a person than you ever will be.
That's the goal.
Here's what I want to know, she says. Am I the jerk? After I said that to him, I said to his wife, and Mrs., you're a piece of bleep too for allowing him to treat the kids that way. You should be ashamed of yourself too.
Hey, yo.
She never even looked my direction.
She wasn't giving you the time of day.
I have my own mixed feelings towards the wife or the mother of his kids, whatever, but I'm pretty sure he berates her as well, and she may be afraid of him, but I would do anything to protect my kids. She said, I wouldn't tolerate that. She's their advocate and voice. I can only imagine if this is happening in public, what's happening behind closed doors. Was I the jerk for going off and calling the wife a piece of bleep too? I mean. Then she put, thank you for listening to me. Oh, we were listening.
No, I was.
Because I can picture this whole thing going down in the parking lot for sure.
Listening and being judgmental at the same time. I ain't even going to lie to you.
I'm going
to
assume it was, we all see people yelling at their kids in stores like I do. And there are lines. Like I get it because I'm a parent. A lot of times I'm like, totally relatable. You feel bad for the kid, but you've been there and you know the kid's just acting up and the parents trying to get some control.
Yep.
This to the point, she's making it sound like it's worse than the average person yelling at their kid in a store though. She's kind of saying this was so bad I had to drive around twice and feel like these kids weren't protected.
Right.
So now I'm going, okay. Mm. So now you're but I mean, what do you do? Is she the jerk for yelling at someone who was yelling at their kids? Stepping in on someone else's parenting. But what if? What if something is wrong?
You gotta know. You literally gotta know. Otherwise, you just impeded somebody's ability to parent their child because you didn't like the way they were doing it.
Uh-huh.
You overstepped a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% leaning towards jerk on this one, G.
Oof.
You didn't allow somebody to talk to their kids the way they felt their kids needed to be talked to. Ain't nobody lay no hands on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nobody throwing nobody around.
It was the yelling. It was the emotional.
It was, well, I mean, and
she's saying berating his kids. Yeah,
well, because
we wait for physical to step in. We don't wait for emotional abuse. We just all take it, right?
I guess.
Why we're all screwed up, you know?
Well, I guess, but you do that with your own kids, with your own kin, not somebody else's. You don't even know them. These are strangers in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, he could have turned his actions around on you. And guess what situation you just got yourself in?
Yeah.
You got your own traumas to attach yourself to. Don't worry about the way that he's parenting their kids. The way you grew up is the way you feel in that situation to me.
I agree that stopping in the parking lot and saying something was probably the too far part.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you're going to do something about it, what are you other than yelling
right.
at him, you're not really fixing anything.
Judge all
you're
you
actually
want.
Just making him more mad probably if he's already got an anger issue.
Then he's going to get in the car.
And take it out on them, which is probably what she's worried about, which sounds even worse. Oh my God, I hate this guy. All right. 414-533-1037. Do we think that Nicole is a jerk for yelling at someone who was yelling at their kids in public at the store? She wants to know if she took it too far. This is a great moral dilemma because so many times we either want to jump in on parenting and we don't, or we just mind our own business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about it next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Everyone on the phone said, I am heated today. I said, all right, let's get into it.
Well, let's go.
Let's go. Nicole wrote in, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. She emailed us a very long story we were all very into about yelling at someone who was yelling at their kids at the store. So let's start with Sarah on 8 in Milwaukee. This morning, Sarah said, I am heated about this one. Said,
yes.
Good.
Ah! Yes. Oh
yes.
My gosh. Yes.
Talk to us, Sarah.
I would write it or call in it today. So if there's anything that pisses me or, excuse me, okay, makes me very angry, it's that people don't understand the background. Like what, like for me, I tell my kids before we go in, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about,
not knowing all the details of the scenario and how the kids were behaving before and after, what is normal behavior, how the dad, you don't know any of that, how they normally,
yeah.
because because I lose my mind once in a while, and that's not my normal behavior, but you may see me screaming at Owen Hudson randomly outside of Pick and Save on a Thursday because they didn't listen, but you don't know the details. You don't know what they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pops hit his boiling point.
You don't know.
For all we know.
Like my kid, I literally had to chase him. If I let him run, like, go an inch, he will literally run through all of the little aisles, and I'm sitting there literally crying because I can't catch up to him because I'm not that fit.
Because I'm not that fit. Stop it.
Well, they're just small and fast for whatever reason. We're fit just fine.
I always give him a chance. I'm like, okay, I won't put you in the cart, okay?
Listen.
Be a big boy.
Nope.
And then he, like, lets go of the cart, and then he's gone.
So you think she's a jerk?
I think she's a jerk. Yeah, she doesn't know the background. She doesn't know any, like, age. Every child is different, so you don't know if that child is a zoomer or not.
Zoomer. We're not boomers, we're zoomers. Mm. And a lot of these kids are zoomers. Oh, Lord.
Welcome to having toddlers, let me tell you.
Sarah just started a new word, dog.
Yeah, zoomer. And not only that, and it's not the zoomer like on the, that you zoom at work.
No, it's these kids out here zooming out.
You're right, though. Parents, she's fired up right now because parents don't want to be judged.
Thank you.
And that's why it triggered her and probably a lot of other people. So thank you for calling, Sarah.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Now we're going to go to our boy Santino in Sheboygan, pull up his theme song, see what he thinks.
Hey, come on, pull a minute.
Tevin Campbell. Here, it feels good to hear my Tevin Campbell again, if you know that reference.
Why do the lights get low every time Santino's song comes on?
It becomes eighth grade all over again.
That's the ambiance. First, before I get into him, I'm a jerk. DZ, go sit your butt down in the corner somewhere, man. Don't go out to practice, dog.
What is he thinking?
All right, coach.
Trying too hard.
Muskie to Muskie, Lakeland alum. Go sit your butt in the corner, bro.
Thank you.
Coach, you know I ain't doing that. You know athletes going to athlete, coach. No, I'm not going to practice, but I'm going to support the team. I'm going to be there. I ain't going to strap the cleats up, but I'm going to be there to support my fellas.
Well, Santino,
whatever.
I'm going to call you every time I need you to give DZ a lecture, and you can do this until he agrees. Okay, do you think that Nicole is a jerk for yelling at someone who was yelling at their kids at the store?
Yeah, she a jerk because she doesn't understand the situation of that man. Like, if you're so worried about those children, why don't you go to those children and say, hey, are you okay? And why would you degrade the mom to make her feel like crap? Like, don't do that. Like, if they're in a situation of domestic violence or something, all you did was add fire.
Make it worse.
I agree. Gasoline to the fire.
Yeah.
You just made it worse. Come on. Going off on the mom, too. Like, you didn't know if the guy had a gun. You didn't know if he had a bat or something to bust your windows. You drive around twice.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, you said his voice was elevated enough that you can hear it. You didn't say he was screaming. Like, I can be very stern with my boys in public.
Yeah.
But you don't, you can look at my face and, oh, man, he's mad.
Right.
No, my kids understand my language. Look here, son. Get it together. All right? You know the expectation.
You know what's so hard is that adults have choices and kids do not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, you have to just put up with whatever you're given. But adults make choices on how they treat kids and how they treat each other and how what they do. So that's what's so hard about this, is because you're watching kids who have no power and you're watching adults who have all the power. And like Santino's saying, you don't know the situation. You don't know if it's a domestic violence issue. She's not sticking up for her kids, but you don't know the whole story on like what's going on here.
She could have been agreeing with the parenting style that the dad was invoking on the kids in the moment, and that's why she wasn't saying
nothing.
Who knows?
But I'm just saying, like, I get why you're mad at the parents, because they're the adults making the choices here.
Mm-hmm.
But as parents, we all lose it sometimes, right?
Yep.
Hey, think about the lady who wanted to try to make a scene. What did she just teach those children?
Mm. Well, she's trying to see something, say something, but all it did was escalate the whole thing, is what
that's,
it's...
That's
she was
what
dealing
saying.
With people that weren't right, it sounds like, that were wacky anyway, right?
Mm.
I don't know.
Right. Well, she showed those kids, like, hey, your dad's angry, so I'm angry. Like, what did she teach those kids? Nothing.
Oh, that's Santino, you do have a take on that. Yeah, there was a different way to... She replied with more screaming, essentially, if
she
that's
made
the
it
case.
All worse, man.
Yeah, interesting.
Nicole made it all worse.
All right, so Santino says jerk, then, I'm assuming. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, tell Bella and Kenosha I said, what up,
though? You just told her yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Later, Santino.
Bye.
Later.
All right, another Sarah this morning in Kenosha. So many Sarahs lately.
Is this our Sarah in Kenosha, though?
I don't know, is it?
Well, we're going to find out.
I honestly have no idea. Do we have a Sarah in Kenosha? Oh! Sarah! I don't think this is her.
Is this Sarah?
No. Well, no. Turn that off. Nope. I would have known.
Nope.
That's why I got so
Cut
confused.
It off.
When you said Sarah in Kenosha, I go, who?
Wrong song, wrong person.
I know Sarah in Kenosha, and I knew this wasn't her. I didn't click with me where you were going with that. Anyway, my bad. Sarah in Kenosha. Is Nicole a jerk for yelling at someone at the store who was yelling at their kids?
Yes. And I agree with the other Sarah and Santino. Mm-hmm. But I also want to add, why are you throwing out calling CPS?
Ooh.
For yelling at your children, mm-hmm. at the children? I mean, come on. You cannot just throw that out into the universe.
That's a bold threat for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's a threat. You cannot do that. And you're not going to get your children taken away from you for yelling at them.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean,
somebody said, would her response be different if it was a mom yelling at the kids? Interesting.
Right.
And
somebody
else
interesting.
Texted in and said, some people have free range children and don't discipline them. Not her place to do it, though.
Exactly.
But
she has no idea what the context of that family is.
At all. Doesn't even know their dynamic went up to strangers.
Okay, I want to read this one. Somebody said, why is no one thinking about the kids here? Clearly it was bad enough that it triggered her. Her mistake was not getting his license plate and calling the police if she felt that strongly about it. Maybe we should start looking out for kids more instead of how parents feel. That's the other take on it. Like, we're so worried about the parents. Like, what if? I get that side too.
She could have just parked her car close to that car, watched what happened, and saw that nothing happened and went about her day. But she took it the extra step, which people need to stop doing that.
Somebody said,
just
not the jerk. She may be the only voice those kids have. Verbal abuse is not parenting. It's abuse, period. That's why I said there's emotional abuse and screaming and yelling. People just don't want to acknowledge it because we'd have to look at our own behaviors in today's day and age, and people don't want to do that.
Who wants to do that?
What I got to deal with in therapy, though. Somebody else said, not the jerk. The fact that the wife didn't look or acknowledge her makes it seem like there is an abuse issue.
Interesting.
There's so many different takes on the text all over the place.
Everybody's take is so interesting because I just felt like you as a wife went, I'm not going to entertain this random lady coming up to me trying to get a rise out of me because you're in a hot seat. I would have let that go. That's what I would have taken it as, not as
me too.
Well, okay then. But hey, everybody's different. Everybody has their own opinion. This is why we do Am I the Jerk, right?
On the air, it was all jerks.
Amen.
Three texts in a row said, I love Santino. Just shouting that out. And we're going to move on with our day now. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks. Love you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. All right. So jerk all around, but we'll put this up on Facebook like we always do, and you can go argue it out there if you're triggered, which I understand. Fair enough. We can argue about it online.
I love it when it goes on. Oh, who doesn't? Them Twitter fingers strong.
Yeah. All right. It is time, though. We've got to do it. Fall Out Boy tickets right now. They are coming to the Pfizer Forum. Going to be in town in April. And I don't know if you know this about Fall Out Boy, but they have redone Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Do you know who Billy Joel is?
I know who Billy Joel is. I'm not that young.
I knew you would.
I ain't that old either.
I know for sure. I saw him when he played at AmFam Field. Look, caller 30 is going to see Fall Out Boy, 414-533-1037. Get ready. They're going to be playing at the Pfizer Forum in April. You could be going with a friend to see Fall Out Boy. Cannot believe how long Fall Out Boy has been gracing us with their music. 20 years, we discovered yesterday.
It's easy to lose track, and I didn't realize it had been 20.
And Andy from Fall Out Boy, the drummer, is from Menominee Falls, which I have to mention every time we give away tickets, because how cool is that?
That is pretty dope. A lot of people don't know that still, or forgot about it, maybe.
I mean, he's coming to play the Pfizer, and then he's going to his mom's house for dinner. How cool is that?
You think they're doing dinner at home first, or dinner at home after?
I don't know, but I would appreciate an invite.
Bunk beds?
Maybe.
Sleeping in his old room?
Let's go. Annie is in Eagle this morning. Let's pull her up. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to this morning, Annie?
I'm at work.
On the grind already. Very nice.
In Eagle?
Well, I work in for the Maguanago School District.
But I'm
from Eagle.
You live Say in less. Eagle, and then she drives the little short trek to Maguanago. Mm-hmm. And can you believe DZ's never had an apple pie in a bag, for the record? I just wanted to throw that out there.
They're amazing.
I'm going to need, listen, this is a new experience for me. I got to have it. Tis the season. We're just approaching it.
Seriously.
It's time, and I'm going
to
have one.
You have to go to the Elegant Farmer in Maguanago and get your, or wherever, whatever town it's in, and right by Maguanago if it's not Maguanago, and
I'll
get
make
your
the
apple
drive.
Pie. Good.
I'll take a weekend trip.
It's so good.
It sounds so far. It's
Annie,
not.
You're going to see Fall Out Boy in April. Congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
And we know that sounds far, but it's not. It's going to creep up any second.
I'm telling you, the holidays will be here, and then it will be 2024, and we'll go, how did that happen? Well, and watch, mark my word, today in January we're gonna have the same discussion
and
how
go, oh my happen? gosh. And then all of a sudden Annie's gonna be at Fallout Boy in April and be like, oh my gosh,
we gave away those tickets so long ago.
Not that long ago.
Hold on, Annie, we're gonna get your info, and then somebody will have a chance to win the Fallout Boy tickets again tomorrow and Friday at the same time. And just I want to throw out there, don't forget to be here at 9 o'clock. We have a huge concert announcement. Another one.
That's right.
Another one's coming to town. Get ready. It's happening. Ah, oh, look, it's Paul Russell, Lil Boothang. 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's a bop.
Woo!
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So the big reunion people waited years for happened last night, and I thought it was lame. I'll say it again. NSYNC walked out, and that was it. They gave away an award. That was it. They didn't even sing.
No harmonization.
That's it.
Nothing.
Didn't even announce a tour or no.
Didn't even sing the harmony to bye. They didn't even do that.
It wasn't enough. Why did we freak out over this reunion that was nothing more than them walking out in suits I hated and giving away the award to Taylor Swift? Now, that gave me a little nostalgia because they brought NSYNC out. First time all back together in, I don't know, 20 years or something crazy.
20 plus, whatever.
10 years, maybe. I'm being dramatic. But since they've broken up, we have and see them together. People have begged for a reunion. Mm-hmm. The Backstreet Boys, they've been on tour multiple times. You can name all these boy bands. New Kids, been touring for years. NSYNC won't do it.
They won't do it.
Justin's happy and successful on his own. They came out. They gave the first award of the night to Taylor. She freaked out because NSYNC gave her her award.
All of NSYNC.
Which is insane.
Insane. I see what you did there.
Yeah, NSYNC. And that was it. But up. And then this clip came out on the web where people thought Megan Thee Stallion was yelling at Justin Timberlake because there's this backstage video and she's pointing her finger and she's yelling at him, and it looks like she is going off on him. But as soon as that came out, that footage, Megan immediately and NSYNC both came out to say there was no fight. What happened was Justin Timberlake walked past Megan Thee Stallion and said, "It's so nice to meet you." And at that moment, Megan started yelling, no, this don't count. This don't count. We got to meet proper.
She's basically saying, I need to be invited over to dinner with you and your wife and to come hang out officially.
Yep,
Megan, I want to be friends with you, JT.
That's essentially, Megan was like, no, we're not meeting this way. We're going to meet properly later. Because Megan was about to go on stage. So Megan's getting, there's literally like a hair and makeup person fixing her stuff as she's yelling, no, we're not meeting this way.
So she was going, nah, you ain't going to get away with just cooling and smoozing real quick like this. We going to hug later. You going to give me my hug later, Justin.
They couldn't stop and talk because she had to go on stage.
Sure,
right?
That's so funny. And of course, out of context, you're going to think she's yelling, going, you bleep, bleep, mother, well, bleep, bleep.
In fairness, I showed you the video. She looks angry.
She looked like she's yelling.
But when you know what she's saying and you see it back, then you can see what she's saying and it makes sense. And you're like, oh, she's kidding. And she wants to have a proper, you know, meeting with them. So that's all that happened between Justin Timberlake and Megan Thee Stallion. There was no fight backstage.
In case you're doubting or wondering.
Everyone's fine. And no NSYNC reunion other than they're all on stage and suits.
Trash.
Giving an award. Go on tour.
Please.
I saw something on social media and I went, what? That doesn't make any sense. Make sense.
That's usually how social media goes for us, too. That's funny.
Depends on which one I'm on.
True. Touché.
Depends on which one. But I was perusing through social media, and you know our friend Kelly in Sussex, who's a regular.
Of course.
She had said something about a cat scratching at her door, and she has a kitten. And all I could think was, wait, why is your door closed? You're single. Like, that was my first thought. It wasn't about the cat scratching on the door. It was, wait, why do you sleep with the door closed when you live alone? That was immediately where my mind went and what I wanted to ask everyone today.
So you're wondering, you thought it was weird that she had the door closed?
If nobody else is in the house. Huh. Yeah. Like when my kids are home, I sleep with the door closed. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, I sleep with it open.
Gotcha.
And my single years, I would have slept with it open.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Like if nobody else is in the house, I leave it open.
Nah, fam. I like my door closed. I don't care if somebody's at home or not. Like I need my door closed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing.
It's a thing for sure.
Well, I just feel closed off, and I have this theory that the air is not going to circulate. We gotta keep it flowing through the house.
The theory's not wrong. My wife has literally told me to open our room door before because she's woken up too hot. And as soon as you open the door, the airflow just starts to go insane.
Yep, exactly.
So you're not off with that either. It does close the airflow off.
But you guys do sleep with the door closed?
We do sleep with the door closed.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
We have to, though. One,
why?
We both like to move a lot in our sleep. Sometimes I'll watch television.
Yeah.
Our rooms are too close to the kids' rooms. Mm-hmm. We don't want to cross that sound barrier and make it annoying, wake them up. So we close our door, one, for functionality, and two, because of our pets. We don't want our pets just exploring the house when they sleep, nor do we want our cat just exploring us when she sleeps, because she is annoying. Cats, oh my gosh.
So that's a reason to close the door alone, is to keep the pets out,
Or in. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said it keeps you safe from fires.
That is true also. Having the door closed does give you a little bit of a barrier from if your house is to be set on fire, unfortunately.
Maybe I want the firemen to save me, okay? Damn, let me leave the door open.
Let me live my life.
Hey, boys.
I'm in here, boys.
They're like, Allie, there's no fire.
The master bedroom, fellas.
Door's open. No.
It's burning in here.
But you know what happened to me? A woman would walk through in her firefighter uniform and be like, oh, really? And
oh,
I'd
really?
Be like, you know what? You're right. Go, girl.
We actually good over here.
Never mind. Go, girl.
It was just a candle.
I assume they're all men. Hell no. There's with female firefighters.
Of course. But the assistant chief, Purifoy Smooch, her and her husband was running it.
See?
I mean, they retired, but they was running it for a minute. We know the ladies out here.
I do think it's interesting that almost everyone texting in is bringing up why they sleep with the door closed has to do with fires. For me, it has to do with a privacy or no one's in the house so I can leave it wide open and now I don't care. Whereas if my kids are there, they leave the hall light on and they're making noise, so I just shut the door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't think about fires when keeping my door closed, but now I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because before it was...
That's the new argument.
Now it's like, well, because of the fires.
I only have one, I think, fire-safe door, and that's the door, the window world did it for me. For the car, the door to my garage. From my garage to my house.
Ah, it's fire resistant.
Got it. I remember them telling me that when I put it in. So I was like, oh, that's a good thing to know. However, the door is open to the bedroom when I sleep, but I just didn't know people who are even alone close the door. Kelly has texted and said it was because the cat attacks or otherwise. So it was the pets.
Mm.
It was. 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss, do you sleep with the door open or the door closed and why? And why do you sleep with the door closed if you're alone? I don't get it. Is the fire the only reason or the cat?
Explain your life to Allie.
I need to know everything. I thought we all slept with the door open if there was nobody in the house, and I'm finding it. No, not the case.
Not the case at all.
All right. Well, we're going to take your calls and your texts next, and we're going to discuss. All right. How do you sleep? I don't need your attire. I just need to know if the door's open or the door's closed, because I thought everyone who was alone slept with the door open, and we're finding out a lot of people sleep with the door closed no matter who's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Zero or, 100 people, door closed.
Don't matter. Doesn't matter what it is, my door needs to be closed. I'm one of them people.
Jen is in Kenosha this morning. Jen, good morning.
Hi.
How do you say you sleep with? She said both. I said, what does that mean?
Wait, what?
What is, explain yourself.
So I personally sleep with my door open because I have a 6-year-old daughter and she likes to sneak out of her room and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's a good reason.
Before I had my daughter, we were door closed. So my ex-husband was military, and it was a safety thing. He had to have the door closed. And luckily, we had the door closed because he would lock the door when it was closed. Mm-hmm. Somebody broke into our apartment at the time, and if our door wasn't closed and locked, they would have come right into our bedroom.
Is this going to turn to horror stories? Woo! Oh, God.
While y'all were sleeping, too, dog.
Everybody's going to have nightmares tonight. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have brought this up.
You got to be careful, though.
Right, because it could happen, but oh my God.
Yep. So it was a safety issue for him, but now that I'm not with him, like, I'm team door open. Because my kid likes to.
Yeah. I feel that way. When my kids were little, there was no way I would have shut the door. There's no way, because I wouldn't have known if something was wrong. I could hear them in the hall if, now they're old enough. I'm like, door
please,
closed.
Please go make your noise somewhere else.
Go in your room and call me if there's a problem.
Yeah.
I get that. Thanks for calling, Jen.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. All right, Amanda, our girl, is calling. You know, in Racine, she got her own theme song. Amanda. All right, door open or door closed?
I'm all about door closed. I've always liked the door closed.
Why?
Just a preference thing. I don't know. I just feel secure and snug in there.
Mm.
When it's open, I'm like, oh no, people could come in here.
Anybody could just whip up in here.
I know. God forbid they wouldn't use a they couldn't knock the door down or use a window. I'm gonna make people's fears worse. They couldn't break through the door ever.
I mean, whatever helps your psyche though. You know, I mean, last caller, Jen's partner, ex-partner, used to lock the door. That is okay. That's a little extreme.
That's a little extreme.
I don't think I've ever
locked
it. Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No. That would make me feel unsafe.
I have a dog too. I have a dog, so I want her to stay in the room. She doesn't like to stay by us. So we forced her to live with us and stay by us. So she'll jump out about 10 minutes in, and then I'm like, okay, stay by the door then.
Somebody texted in and said, door open, so if a robber comes, they see my husband laying half naked and scare him away.
What in the world?
Ah, marriage. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Oh, thanks for calling, Amanda. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Jamie is in South Milwaukee. I know Jamie. Hey, it's my old trainer. What up?
Oh, Jamie.
What up?
The homie Jamie. Good morning.
But I worked out with Jamie a million times. She's got more anxiety about this kind of stuff. I'm scared to even ask which way. I know her. I know where she's going.
Wait, so what do you think? Door? You
I
think door
she's
closed?
She's going to say door closed because of XYZ could happen and XYZ and Z times 9. Like, she'll have 17 scenarios for you.
Like Jen's ex-husband when they got broken into and had the door not been locked, they would have gotten attacked?
Well, that was a true scenario. I need multiples of those before you're going to freak me out, man. Not hypotheticals.
More than one example. What up, Jamie?
So, like Allie saying, X reason being cats. First of all, my cat, get this. All you people that have cats, do you kennel train your cat?
I don't know.
Because the one thing that you need to know about me is I have insomnia, so I already sleep like
garbage.
4-5 hours. Yeah, garbage. But I am a light sleeper, so I literally wake up to the littlest noise ever. So she can't sleep with me because she'll annoy me. But if I let her roam the house, she knocks things down or does this and that, and I wake up.
It will annoy you.
So I have to
kennel train her. But before that, what we tried to do is I closed every bedroom door to my house, bathroom, everything, to keep her out of them.
Yeah, just to keep them at bay.
Because of that, I naturally still do it. But I also do it now for multiple reasons. And here comes the anxiety kicking in. I look at it as if a robber, somebody's going to break in, they have to play the guessing game and open a door, and I will hear that.
See?
Wake up.
See how deep she went?
Prepared,
I told you.
And grab the knife that's next to my bed and be ready.
Boom. Like, I told you she would have thought all this out. Like, in case every door's closed just in case somebody comes in and just in case they don't know which door to open, like, I'll hear it all.
Her logic makes all the sense in the world to me.
But then you live in fear.
Need to be prepared.
This is my point.
I will already be prepared.
This is my point. She lives in fear, though. Like, I'm like, come on. What am I going to do every day of my life? And then you die one day and it never happened? You poor thing.
But I'm always prepared, though.
But on the off chance that it does happen, come on now, Jamie. We ready to go for it.
Look, I sleep with a baseball bat under my bed, so come
Allie
at me.
Allie knows me. I play these scenarios every day in my head. It is horrible.
No, it's not. It's
no,
fine.
We all do it. Jamie, we all do
but
it. You know
it. Maybe it kickstarts my metabolism. That's why I just keep going. I got the energy, you know? I'm always high on alert.
Wakes up ready.
I love it if she's got the knife, too. I mean, I thought I was smart with the baseball bat. Like, come on. Do we, you know? If you give me a gun, you're dead. Forget it. Don't give me a gun.
That knife changed to my Glock when my husband's away on weekends. If he's got to go to work.
See?
You feel me?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I got all three. I got all the above in my bedroom, so go ahead and try it.
Because my door is open.
I'm protecting mine.
Exactly.
I'm protecting mine.
Me and mine, Jamie. Mm-hmm.
For all those intruders.
You disturb my slumber, I disturb you.
People are still texting in saying, door closed for a fire. This is like the number one reason. Thanks for calling, Jamie.
New unlock. You guys have a good day.
You too.
I'm going to see her later this week, but we'll talk about that where I'm going to see her another time. Okay, let's talk to Amanda in Waukesha, last but not least, this morning, because Amanda went another way too. Amanda.
Good morning.
You said you do both. How does that work?
Yep. So mine's not as exciting anymore because it's exactly the same as Jamie.
This is like a thing.
It's a thing. We sleep with it open for our kids. We want to make sure we can hear them.
Natural.
But other times I will sleep with it closed because we have a lot of doors in our house, like closets, bedrooms, everything. Uh-huh. And same thing. Now you got to play the guessing game and But my dog is a natural alarm, and she someone can cough three doors down, and she's barking like crazy.
Please.
So
second, there's a dog. It's like please.
If they bark, yeah, if they bark.
She's gonna bark. So we keep it open because then she can chase him out. But otherwise, I'll keep it closed because now you got to play the guessing game, and I'm gonna find you before you find me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've heard a lot of scenarios today, and this is a new one. Close all the doors.
The guessing game.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Amanda.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Now, don't go anywhere because less than 20 minutes, huge concert announcement coming at you at 9 o'clock this morning. You want to be here because we're going to tell you who's coming to town. I am so excited about this. And then we're going to tell you how you can get tickets from us.
Let me tell them now.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. 9
please.
O'clock. Be here. Be here for the big announcement. Hold on. Hold on. It's 9 o'clock. We got to do this. Big stuff happening in Milwaukee, and I cannot wait. Coming to Fiserv Forum. Fiserv's on fire right now, let me tell you.
Crazy.
On in March of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great Christmas present, even though they're going to sell out, and I have no doubt. This will be the biggest place she's played, I think, in Milwaukee.
Really?
She's coming, and we're here to announce it right now.
Who's coming, Allie? Tell me.
Rodrigo!
Hey, Weba!
Listen, Olivia Rodrigo was amazing when I saw her when she came to Milwaukee last time.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's playing an even bigger venue at the Fiserv. So we're going to have tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo on this show tomorrow, 8:40. Friday, 8:40. We're hooking you up with tickets.
Rest of the week.
It's official. My niece is calling right now.
Oh,
she wants to go.
Oh, we gotta go.
I got to tell her, no, I don't have tickets for you to go to Olivia Rodrigo because I'm going on my own. But the second my niece hears this, my phone's going to start blowing up. Olivia Rodrigo coming to Fiserv Forum in March. We're so excited about it. We're hooking you up with tickets tomorrow at 8:40. So be here to win
those. Big announcement.
Here she is right now. Our girl, Olivia Rodrigo, coming to town. We're so excited. What would DZ do? Second part coming up next. Kiss FM.